Hallelujah. So, moving right along. So faith is what works everything. The writer said in Romans 3, is by what law? This is Romans 3. By what law? As I think around the 28th verse. By what law? It's the law of faith. Because faith works everything. Then 1 Corinthians 13 tells us how it works. 1 Corinthians 13 tells us faith worketh by love. That's the first thing. When you got born again, your God's nature was deposited in you. That's why it says, therefore, if any man be in Christ, it's a new creature, old things are passed away, but all things come new. Right? That means you were made in the new birth, identical. Listen to what I'm saying. In the new birth, you were made identical to Jesus. In the new birth, we have to renew our minds to that, have to educate our spirits and renew our minds and develop that. But it happened at new birth. When you were born again, you didn't certainly grow into a righteous person. You were made that way. And you have to grow. And in that righteous new creature that were made like God, he deposited his faith and it became yours. Watch it. He said, let these sayings, my son, attend to my words, incline thy ear to my saying. What are he saying? Incline your ear to my saying. Other word, what is he saying? Let my saying become what you say. Jesus said, whosoever shall say to this what? Mountain, be thou removed, be cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things. Now notice what he said, but shall believe that what? Those things which he says. Other words, what you say. You believe what you say. How do you get to that place? Because you let his sayings become your saying. You say about the situation what he said. By his stripes, you were healed. You are strong in the Lord. Great is he that's in you than he that's in the world. You let what he said about you become what you say about it. The devil is under my feet. He's not in my back. He's not behind me. I ain't going to be telling him to get behind me. I know we got a song that say, get behind me, Satan, you got to get under my feet. So I'm going to hold fast to my saying. I believe that. You're under my feet. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So, glory be to Jesus. Woo. So, let's move right along. Second Corinthians chapter 1, verse 20. Listen to this statement. The word of God, the word that God made, the word is Jesus. Jesus is the living word. Now watch it. The word that God made, the promise. The living word that God made all the promises. See, all the promises that God made is in him. And in him, Jesus is the living word. Did you hear? In him, where is Christ? Where is he? So all that you need, all the promises, is not over yonder somewhere. They're in you. And you got to get that revelation in your heart and your mind renewed to it. Because every promise is God made you, is in him. You're not going to find it over here. You're not going to find it sitting down watching Matlock. You're not going to find it at a ball game, and it's fine going to a ball game. That's all right. But you ain't going to find it there. It's in him. In him. Where is it? In him. Oh, how many? For all the promises of God is where? In him. And they are what? Yes and amen. Unto the glory of God. So, this word, that the promises of God that's in him turns no one away that comes to him in faith. You don't go to God in faith and go away without your promise being met. Turns no one away. That's why you spend time finding out. That's why you dig, you search. You know, people become, they become, you know, in the area of sports, they become professionals, athletes. They become professional writers. They become professional people that search and discover things. They dig, they burn the midnight oil, don't they? They search, they research, they study, they read, they study. And they discover things, and they learn a lot of things in that realm of the intellect and the natural realm. But if you want to know something really powerful and great, dig in that word. Talk to it. Say, Holy Ghost, what about this? And I'll just... And she just read it this morning. If you were on prayer line, Brother Hagin said, most powerful people spiritually he know. Number one, they meditate in the word. They believe the word. They meditate in the word.